Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. No, it's 11 after the hour. Thank you for being here. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us, just you and me. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. Today I want to talk about small businesses and community banks. My friends, America is fortunate to have two marketplace sectors that also happen to be unique in the world. That's not hyperbole. Unique in the world. 28 million small businesses and 5,000 community banks. Let me tell you a story about why we're all even more fortunate, especially during a pandemic, that these two groups are next-door neighbors and close friends. There are many differences between a small business and a big business, but the most dramatic is something you won't find on Wall Street: small business special sauce. When this rich blend of ethics, values, and value is slathered over Main Street America, it manifests as one of the most powerful forces in nature: high-quality, enduring relationships that are built on a foundation of trust. And these aren't like your affinity that you may have for a big business brand or a product, one of their products. These are old-school relationships between human beings operating in a new-school marketplace. It's ironic that, as essential as it is, small business owners don't spend a lot of time contemplating their role in producing this special sauce. It's just innate in them, whether they're the giver or the receiver in any interaction. But every small business owner is instinctively aware of the power and value of these high-quality relationships, because out here on Main Street, they are, as Obi-Wan would say, the Force. The two most important and prominent trust relationships in any small business are with customers and employees. But there's one more that, good times or bad, continues to prove essential: a trusted banking relationship. If you have one, the Force is stronger for your business. If you don't, well, that causes a disturbance which limits a small business's ability to survive. To survive any kind of a shock, like a financial crisis or a pandemic. Wall Street offers corporate America something under 1,000 different ways to capitalize growth. But for a Main Street business, funding growth other than from organic earnings almost always arises from a relationship with a bank in the form of a bank loan. For over 30 years, entire time I've been broadcasting my show, 22 and a half years, I've encouraged, no begged, no scolded sometimes, small business owners to pursue their growth capital in the only place where they can transmogrify a relationship with a bank into something exponentially more powerful: relationship banking. I don't want you to have a relationship with a bank. I want you to find relationship banking. Throughout my half-century career of doing business and reporting on the marketplace, community banks have demonstrated that they own the franchise on relationship banking. In case you don't know, a community bank is, first, they're locally owned and operated. Second, they take into account a business owner's character when making loan decisions, character. And three, they make loan decisions by a local committee, not a computer at a big city bank headquarters spitting out an arbitrary credit score based on a set of proprietary factors. Those are secret factors, right? You know, folks, character rises to the top of small business sauce, but you won't find a factor for it in any credit scoring algorithm. You just won't find it there. You need to think about that. Big business, big banks use credit scoring to decide how to make your loan. Community banks look at you. They think about you. They evaluate you. And they may use, I'm not saying they won't use some technology to process it, but a human being, a group of human beings, from one to a handful, will make the decision, not a computer. The greatest test of my community bank small business relationship imperative came after the 2008 financial crisis. During the post-financial crisis recovery, every big bank, they were desperate to save themselves, every big bank went MIA on Main Street, missing in action. Not only did they stop lending to small firms, but they closed thousands of branches across the country. Bank of America alone closed 1,597. That's right, almost 1,600 branches. They closed that many branches. That was a report from the Wall Street Journal. One study showed that ultimately after that, the collapse, the financial collapse of 08, 600 counties in America were served by only a community bank. That's 20% of U.S. counties and the equivalent of 10 states. Meanwhile, from the worst day of the 2008 financial crisis, community banks never wavered in their 24/7, 365 support of small business owners, small businesses and small business owners. I know for a fact because my bank didn't stop, and as some of you will remember, I broadcast on my show interviewing community bankers after the collapse, and they told me they were continuing to lend. I've never witnessed an industry performance contrast with as bold a line of demarcation as during the post-crisis period. I've never witnessed that until now. And for the second time in a dozen years, the U.S. economy has been hit by a shock, abrupt, strong, and ugly. And just as in 2008, the global pandemic is not the fault of small businesses. And yet, again, this sector has become collateral damage. Consequently, as we stand here today in the eye of the pandemic, once again, the power and the value of the force in the form of relationship banking is urgently essential to small businesses. And just as I promised here 3 weeks ago, if you remember, 3 weeks ago, before the Paycheck Protection Program was even born, when it wasn't even named, but it was just in their thinking about helping to fund small businesses from the government. When I started talking to you about that, before it was even developed, executed, I told you that community banks would prove that they practice relationship banking, and they would do it under these unprecedented emergency conditions, and they did what I said. So while the big bank sectors checked in on the PPP continuum, anywhere from missing in action to making emergency loans only to their best customers, community banks essentially took on all comers. During the first 5 days, actually only in about a three-day period, Wednesday through Friday, they loaned $200 million just in 2 or 3 days before the program got started. So know what community banks call when they wait on customers that help customers who weren't their former customers? They call them new customers. Boom. Every day a small business owner can enjoy a relationship bank with a community bank is a stellar day. But as millions of Main Street businesses have been reminded in the last 2 weeks, the power and the value of the force is magnified when your bank has your back and can defend you against an invisible enemy. America is fortunate to have 5,000 community banks, unique in the world, and a partner to small business. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.